it wasn't one of the massive protests that we've seen before with the National Salvation Front directly protesting against President Karzai. It was about 500 or so people. It was a very positive atmosphere, but as one woman said, I never thought I would see the day when I had to march against this. It was peaceful. There were no confrontations with police. But certainly one thing you really noticed in the streets and certainly on the march was the absence of people who were of sub-Saharan origin. And one of the speakers at the start of the march, Sadia Mosber, who set up an association called Menemti, which is the association that really pushed for the anti-racism law in 2018, she said, you know, I want to speak to the people who aren't here, who are effectively in hiding and staying at home. So there was quite a sad note at the same time.
This is about the president's anti-African immigrant speech protest. How would you describe the treatment of African immigrants there? I mean, what have you seen so far?
Well, we first became aware of yet another round of these sort of mass arrests about 2 or 3 weeks ago. There's an organization called the Tunisian Forum for Economic and Social Rights. They're very good at documenting this. And they said that 300 or so people had been arrested and rounded up. And shortly after, the president gave his speech, and it's all accelerated. The same thing happened last year, but it steadily got worse and worse. I mean, I've actually seen violent attacks against immigrants myself. And certainly friends of mine who are of sub-Saharan origin said that insults are, you know, it's a regular thing. So there is a general undertone of really quite a sort of racist attitude. But it was never this bad. That's the thing to understand. It has changed. And what people have been telling me is the fact that the president has effectively endorsed that kind of behavior makes them even more fearful than before.
As you said, even the African Union has criticized the president about his comments. I mean, what can you tell us about this and other reaction?
I'm not surprised the African Union has come so forcefully, because what a lot of people that I've been speaking to who are of sub-Saharan origin have said to me is that, particularly people who've been here a long time, is that they feel sort of personally hurt. A lot of people who are here, you know, they've paid to be here. They're students, or they've come to work experience or internships, or they do have work permits. So they feel it's very unfair. One person who was on the march, he's somebody who's over here, you know, on a long contract for work. And, you know, he's a professional. So really what they feel is that it's an insult against, you know, all black people, but also an insult against the different countries of Western and sub-Saharan Africa, because one of the things that the president said is that this is some kind of conspiracy to Africanize Tunisia.
Lysia, thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.